the Midah of Anava, the Midah of humility. This perek is broken up essentially into four sections. The first, most lengthy section, is when Reb Chaim discusses really the Asei Tov aspects of Anivas, the importance of it, the critical nature of it as it pertains to Limud HaTorah, and the Milos of it as it pertains to our Avodas Hashem in general. In the second section, Reb Chaim goes into detail about the detrimental aspects of a lack of Anivas, of really essentially having Gaiva. In the third section, Reb Chaim will discuss how one should go about charting a path to attain the goal of becoming a proper Baal Anivus. And finally, Reb Chaim in his final section will almost shockingly give strong Divrei Musar in general about the importance of Baal Anivus, but more specifically as it pertains to Bizman Hazeh and the current situation we live in, how important the Midah of Anivus is. Now, going to the top of the parak, Reb Chaim begins with quoting a number of different Maimri Chazal about the importance of Anivus in the framework of all of the Midos. Reb Chaim quotes, "In lecha midah tova ba'olam ke'anava." There is no specific character trait as important as anivos. And then he quotes a medrash. It says, "Afilu at mashlim bechol hamidos." If someone is complete in all of their midos, im in lecha anava. If someone doesn't have humility, atachase. They're missing out completely. And this is quite reminiscent, or at least reminded me personally, of how the Orchos Tzadikim begins his Shar HaAnava. The Orchos Tzadikim begins by explaining that Anivas is the Shorash Kol HaAvodah, that it's the Shorash, it's the root of our entire Avodah Hashem. And then the Orchos Tzadikim goes on to explain that if there's two people who do the same exact mitzvah, with the same level of Aslavas, the same situation, the same circumstance, he says what? He says, but if you're doing it with Anivas, he says, Umekabel Sar Lefigodol Avonoso. That no matter what's going on, he says, Shorash Avoda Umaisa Katan Shal Anava Miskabel Fnei Hashem Baruch Hu Elef Yoser Mimaisa Gadol Shal Hagayva. Even if we do the same exact thing, the one who does it with humility will have 1,000 times more schar. And he explains Echad Hamarbev Echad Hamarmin Ubovad Sheyichavin Libra LaShemayim. The famous Mishnah in Menachos, and as it's quoted in the Gemara Brachos, is generally focused on the first aspect. Echad Hamarbev Echad Hamarmin. If you do it Lashem Shemayim, you will be getting schar for it. But the Orchos Tzadikim is quoting it really focused on the second half. Ubelvad sheyichavin libo shemayim. As long as, what does it mean, ubelvad sheyichavin libo shemayim? If you do it with proper anivus. If you're doing it solely and completely and singularly focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Libo l'shemayim doesn't just mean kavana, but it means that you are going about it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Reb Chaim continues then, going back to his first parak, Reb Chaim then continues and really segues into the importance of Anivas as it pertains to Talmud Torah specifically. He says, "In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shrinaso Ela Al Ha'anov." And then he says, "In HaTorah Miskayemes Ela Be'anov." The Torah will only last with someone who isn't an Anav. And he quotes this and proves this by saying, "Ha'ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Adam." And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, who was the ultimate receiver of Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then also ultimately the teacher of Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, he was, the Torah highlights, Ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Adam. Not just an Anav, but Me'od Mikol Adam, just like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, have a Me'od Me'od Shafel Ruach, that one should be Shafel Ruach Me'od. So what is this idea of Anivas? What is this that Moshe, why is it that Torah is only Miskayim for someone who is an Anav? So the Netziv on the actual Pasuk in Bamidbar, which says, Ha'ish Moshe Anav Me'od, the Netziv gives us a wonderful definition for humility. He says as follows, Mashmolus Inyan Hu, She'eno Choshesh L'Kvodo V'Tza'ara. The meaning of humility is that what? It's that you pay no attention, that you could care less about your personal kavod or pain. The lo mishum shu shuffle ba'atzmo. It's not that you yourself act lowly, that you know makir ba'atzmo sheno roi l'zeh hatzar, or you think that you deserve this pain and suffering. The head there are covered and people should disrespect you. Elo mashmos anav hu shehu misnahig belich shashal kvodo. The ultimate goal for all of us, and what it is that allows the Torah to be miskayim, and what the importance of anivas is that we conduct ourselves, that we act as if we do not care, as if the idea of kavod or tsar is meaningless to us. That we have absolutely no need for outside or independent reinforcement. And in fact, this is what the Messias Yesharim explains. The Messias Yesharim, in one of his three prakim of Anivas, explains that what the avoda of attaining Anivas involves is you need to internalize the fact that we don't deserve any honor or praise. That anything that we have, any milos that we have, it's really all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Messias Yesharim explains as follows. He says, Ki hare kol maila shu masig, any maila that you have, any ability that you have, any chachma that you have, any character traits that are praiseworthy that you have, inu ela chesed Hashem olav. It's only a chesed that Hashem gave you. Shabruta lachono, so that Hashem wanted to go easy on you. Hashem had compassion for you. Im heyotsu mitzad tivo v'chom roso shofel v'nezoaze al ma'od. The avoda v'anivas is realizing that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That really HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give me anything and everything that I have. And in fact, this is what the Reb Chaim highlights in his second to last parak of this parak. Reb Chaim quotes his father, the stipler, from the Sefer of the Chai Olam. He says as follows, Shekol hasvikos v'habdubulim b'inyone amuna, enam ela itzel b'ale gaiva. Anyone who has any svikos, any doubts, or any confusion about amuna, or any confusion about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primacy in the world, that is only because you are a Baal Gaiva. That is only because someone is lacking humility. How does that make any sense? And I think it's this idea of the Messias Yesharim. It's this idea that we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and we are just doing our best to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in this world. So us simply going out of our way and saying, oh no, maybe us having doubts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primacy in this world, is just because we are expanding how big we are in this world, thinking that it's Magia Lanu, any milos we have, thinking that we deserve any of the praise we're getting. But if we fully embrace this idea of the Netziv, that it's Eino Choshesh L'Kvodo L'Tzaro, then perhaps we would realize that this was not the case, and ultimately that would then increase our Amunah. And this could indeed be the pshat in the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin, that the Gemara says, in Dome Harav L'Malach Hashem Yivakshu Torah Mepiv, that if your Dome, if the Rebbe is Dove L'Malach Hashem, you should be Mvakish Torah Mepiv, Yimlaba Yivakshu Torah Mepiv. And Revolbi explains in his Ali Shor that it's not that what does it mean that if he's domel to a Malach Hashem, you should be Yivakshu Torah Mepiv, if it's domel a Malach Hashem? So Revolbi explains that this Gemara is referring to a Malach Hashem, meaning to the messenger of Hashem, not necessarily to a Malach as in an angel, but a messenger to Hashem. Our Avodah is to realize and to appreciate that Al Tachsik Tov La'atmacha, that it's not La'atmacha, Ki L'kach No Tzarta. This is why we are created. We are all just malachim of Hashem. We are all just messengers. Any maila that I have is just strictly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a shliach, and it's my job to figure it out. And in fact, I've heard of Arya Leibowitz say on numerous occasions that so often we ask in times of failure, in times of pain, in times of suffering, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this for me? But I've heard of Arya Leibowitz say that perhaps, once in a while, we should look inside, maybe when things are positive, maybe when I did great on the Bechina, maybe when I had a bracha, maybe when I found the proper shidduch, maybe then we should say, why me? Who am I? Why do I deserve this? And that can increase our anivus. It's not just the avodah to ask that question in the worst of times, rachman al-tzan, but in the best of times, ask, why me? Why am I so lucky? And this is the avodah of anivus. The Chaim continues, and he quotes numerous Marmei Chazal, which explain that someone who's an anav or has a lack of anivus, adam sheish bo gasos haruach, L'soch nichshal b'eshtes ish, u'kilu oved avodazara, and kilu asa atzma u'avodazara, u'kilu charav habes ha-migdash. And Reb Chaim explains that someone doing all having a lack of anivus leads to all of these averas, and it's as if he's done even more averas. And I think this could be highlighted by a story in the Alei Shor. The story in the Alei Shor says as follows, that during the development and growth and popularity of Shabtai Tzvi, the famous Taz, wanted to investigate, was the Shabtai Tzvi legitimate? Is there something? Is there a Mashiach on our hands? So he sent his son and son-in-law to the Shabtai Tzvi and into his inner chambers. And they came back with one report. He's not. He's a Shakran. Why? How did they know? Says the Alei Shor, the only response that the Taz got, the only message they said, is he was sitting there, the Shabtai Tzvi was sitting praktan. He was sitting leaned back on the back of his chair, begaso surach. He had his feet up on the table and he was leaning back. And all the Taz's son and son-in-law needed to say is, okay, when we see there, we see a lack of anivas, it has to be that he's a shakran. It has to be that he is not truly the Mashiach, because Mashiach can only be an anav. And to close out, Reb Chaim says something unbelievable. Reb Chaim, and really, at least to my eyes, the only time Reb Chaim himself says anything in this entire parak, Reb Chaim says as follows. Normally, Reb Chaim is simply quoting Maimre Chazal. But in the last two sentences, Reb Chaim says, that ube emes kol hamirivos bebatim v'she'in shalom bayis shematzoy me'od bizmanenu ruban kekulon. He says nowadays nearly every home has shalom bayis issues. There's arguments, there's frustrations, there's issues, and he says ruban kekulon boin al yodei gaiva. Nearly all of our issues are coming from gaila, are coming from a lack of humility. Then kol echad have a machzik ba'anav. If everyone's mephazik themselves in their humility, everyone realizes the lo haya ichbas lo al kvodo, and no one cares about their kavod, and everyone is just choshish about the best. Haya rov hamachlokus misadri shehanava amitis ki refua beduka v'amitis lerov habayos sheish bezaneinu. Again, that the humility of that true humility is the refua beduka. It's anything that can solve us. It's the ultimate medication. It's the ultimate healer to any issues we have bizman hazeh. Because at the end of the day, if we ourselves are centered in the world, then we're always going to run into problems. We're always going to run into issues. But if we realize that I'm not the main player in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and it's my avoda to just do my best to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, then I'm not going to ever get frustrated or downtrodden by others, but rather I will realize that there's no chash or kavod coming my way, or tsar, but rather it's my avoda to help others and to help bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Amir Tzashem, as Yochai Chaim says, we should all be mechazik our emuno, and as he ends, Ye'er Olin, Ruach Tahara Mimarom, Shen Yizkeh L'Hanava Amitis.